DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Not Another Podcast. I'm James with Danny, Jim, and Samantha. And today we are joined by a very special guest, our first ever future television star, Mr. David Mort of All Things Z.
Woo!
How are you, brother?
I'm good. None of those things are, I mean, the All Things Z thing is true, but that's about it. There's no, I'm no TV star.
Yet.
Not yet.
Yet. Well, give it time.
Us all with you and we'll ride your coattails.
Is that what
what do you think
about?
I got him on the show. This is all being recorded.
I gotta get
so
out of here, man.
Networking here, dude. Come on.
No, I'm there. This is
basically this is going to be blackmail material for when he is a big star. We can slip snippets of this video to his publicist, and
on the news, it's like local robe enthusiast and puppet maker David Mort arrested earlier today.
Here's video of him without pants on.
I asked David to join us because he is going to be part of a pretty big project here, and I really want to know, Jim. You've auditioned for stuff before, so I'm sure you can relate to some of the stories that David will probably share with us. But I want to know where the project is.
The sad ones, absolutely. The ones where you don't get it. The ones where you were like, you had such great rapport the whole fucking time. You're like, I nailed that shit.
Yep.
And then you get the
or the ones where you do get it, and then you show up and you're not on the list.
That's no good. That's no
Jim
good.
Jim has some amazing stories about his.
James, you're a dick.
Close calls with stardom, and it's so beautiful how he makes lemonade
beautiful
out of lemons.
Is that the title of the episode? Close calls with stardom.
It is now.
We do have an episode called "Failing Upwards," which is all about one of Jim's stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, David, too, you did promise me a story that since we haven't had a chance to get together, I'm going to call you out now. About knocking yourself cold and having to go to urgent care.
It really, here's the thing. This is not a good story. If you want a good story about me knocking myself unconscious, I can give you one, but not the most recent one. The most recent one.
How many are there?
Oh, my head and genitals are a magnet for things.
That's why he's a puppeteer.
Kindred spirit, brother. Kindred spirit.
Thank you.
David might have just renamed the episode too.
I'll tell you
what's left.
I'll tell you what happened and why how I knocked myself out. But then, if you will, let me give you a good story about how I knocked myself out. It'll be funny, and it involves my genitals, too. So,
Do tell.
Gather round, children. Gather round.
So the first story is the most recent occurrence of this. I was supposed to be coming up to visit, and I knocked myself out in a really stupid manner. I was chasing a dog through our house.
Like you do.
Was it your dog or just a dog in general?
Wild coyotes roam through my living room. No, it was mine. In fact, you could.
Dingo free since 83,
right
though.
It's right there.
Yeah, I saw him earlier.
Yeah. So I was chasing him because he had something he wasn't supposed to. And I hit a slick spot. I was wearing just socks. And I hit a slick spot on my kitchen floor and went flying into a corner, open cupboard door corner, which then sent me back. That wasn't what knocked me out. It was the sending me back. And hitting the floor then, that made me see stars. So it's really not that exciting of a story.
So you basically pulled like the world's worst risky business move.
Yeah. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Slide across the floor. And I was out.
I think that was one of Tom Cruise's outtakes. Knocking himself cold.
And one of Bob Seger's B-sides.
He was auditioning for the reboot and just failed.
For the live Web Street version.
So you got hit in the front, and then you hit your head on the floor?
Yeah.
As well?
Ow.
Damn.
That's well when done. I went on.
Bravo, sir. Bravo.
Now, all thank flat. You. Solid. Thank you. Now, if you would like a really good knockout story.
Marketing, yes, dude.
So most of my professional career as an actor was spent in theater. And I was doing a production of a Gilbert and Sullivan operetta called Pirates of Penzance. Do you guys know that show at all?
Yeah, I do.
Cool. And I was playing Samuel, the cabin boy. Uh-huh. It is
sexy.
Little fun fact for you. That is the smallest solo role in all of Gilbert and Sullivan's canon. They have never wrote a smaller part than the one I was cast in.
And you nailed it, buddy.
I was going to say, you nailed it.
I don't know that I like what you're implying there, either of you two, actually. But, so.
I don't think it was implied. I think we outright said it.
You didn't say I had a small dick, but I heard it.
He didn't say it. He just implied the fuck out of it.
Exactly.
Am I the only one who went with a big joke? I said at least, and it was still 80 pages.
Oh!
There you go.
Thank you. I was...
I get it. Sam is favoring with Dave here. You know, I get it. You know,
hey, remember, she's got to get out of there.
Got to get out of there. Yep. No,
I got to quit my job. It's killing me.
80 pages? 80 pages and single spaces, lady.
That's right.
And not front and back. Single page. Suck them trees.
Right? And 6.6 font.
And he read every page.
In Comic Sans.
Comic Sans.
That would be, I'm that's actually Roman. A really accurate description of my career. So, let me set the stage for you. The show Pirates of Penzance opens with this huge number with pirates on the front of a pirate ship singing. And it transitions into a song about the Pirate King, who is this kind of bumbling idiot of a king. And in the show, the Pirate King is supposed to swing out over the audience on this big rope as if he's singing the song and going out in front of the audience. The show opens with my character swinging in on this rope and dropping down to the deck of the ship and singing this aria.
And, what could possibly go wrong?
Exactly. So
we rehearsed it.
No, this was on the very first time we rehearsed it, actually.
It wasn't in front of an audience.
No, thank God. It was in front of the entire cast, the director, and a large portion of our crew.
So the way this works,
no EMTs were involved. There probably should have been, though, as I look back on it.
They didn't say in the fucking audition, like, oh, by the way, you're going to be doing some Jason Bourne shit.
No, they did not. They did not.
Blatant false advertising.
So you're telling me this is when your puppet career started?
Pretty much.
Jarred a little loose.
Pretty much. And I was like,
The puppets can't hurt me.
You clearly have not watched enough All Things Z.
Oh, I have.
They're very hurtful.
I am very well versed. I will let you know.
Thank you very much.
Good man.
So the way it works is I had to climb up a ladder. I'm on a little platform to get some height. And then I swing in on this rope. And the rope is probably... I don't know. I don't know how thick the rope is. I don't remember. But what I do recall is there are four knots tied at different points for people to kind of stand on. And then at the bottom, there's a big sandbag to keep it weighted. And so the first time I get on this thing to swing out onto the stage, I stand on the top knot because I want to get nice and high and swing out there. And what I don't realize at the time, though, is I have really high arches on my feet.
Really high. Tell me more.
Yes, they're very high, and apparently much higher than most people's. Which means that when I stand on something, the hole that my arches create is much larger than the hole that most people's feet create.
I'm just gonna throw it out there. Maybe the size of, like, say, a large knot.
Yes, you've heard this story, have you?
Oh. I've lived it, my friend.
Solidarity. So I swing out. I swing out into the unknown, and my foot, the top knot slips through my foot, and it hits me in the sack.
Oh.
And
insult, injury, insult, right. YouTube. Yeah. Have a lot to talk about.
And so I keep falling, of course, and I hit the second knot.
Thud, 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 thud.
Yeah. It's like a goddamn Wile E. Coyote cartoon. Like, boom, 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 boom. The last one, I hit it with enough speed and force that it shoots the rope out away from me, which you might think would be good. But what that actually did was it caused the sandbag at the bottom to jerk up violently, hitting me in the back of the scrotum.
Wow!
And then proceeded to fall.
You just have
to. Yes. Yeah. The
sack became a speed bag.
I then proceed to fall 7 feet to the ground. That's when I went unconscious, when I hit the ground. I don't know how long I was out. But what
So glad you were awake for the sack mangling. I mean, that you could have been asleep for that, but no.
No.
Just a mental image of him falling 7 feet, but he's not flailing. He's holding his sack.
And then stand defying gravity in the face of God itself, rising up and then hitting him from like – oh, my God.
You know, that's the first time anyone saw someone fall in the fetal position.
I don't know how long I was out. All I know is that I came to, and there was a crowd of people around me. And I heard one of them going, "Do you think he's dead?"
Such supportive friends, you heard.
Dude, we heard your sack rip. Are you okay?
You have kids already, right?
Yeah, surprisingly.
You're bleeding down there. Yeah. You're bleeding
a lot. There's a puddle of blood and vomit.
Is that all yours? Is that all your blood?
I think so. It's like someone put a giant quart gallon bucket of blood on the floor.
It's a red sauce. We need the sandwich detective.
You know what? I know who the culprit is. It's Double Dare. This was the worst Double Dare course.
I wanted to be on that show so bad as a kid.
We all did.
Yeah, for fuck's sake, so did I.
I would have killed a man.
Yeah.
Great. You did, all gets didn't quiet you? And I say that shit out loud. Okay, y'all couldn't have been talking about anything else.
It's a whole lot. It has something to do with this one.
Nice dry drop.
We're all talking Double Dare, and then we all go quiet just as Jim goes, "I killed the man."
No, I haven't yet. I mean, I don't have a plan. I'm saying that I metaphorical man.
Oh, buddy, when this is all over, you will have said it.
I need a rope and several knots.
Tonight on Fox 10.
In the worst way possible, yes.
On Double Dare.
David, I have to say, first of all,
I almost forgot about the mouse killing. Sam, thanks for bringing that up.
I'm one of those people that is just like crazy empathetic. So like, if I'm watching like a sports video or something, someone like dislocates the shoulder, like I feel it, like physically, like it. So your sack abuse story that you just told us,
scrotal torment.
Just like great possible.
The name of the episode,
right there. Scrotal
torment.
Scrotal torment. Also,
that's
dibs
a
on
good
the band
metal
name.
Band name.
Oh, there you go.
Born.
I just called it.
James got it. Son of a bitch.
If we want to go for Little Rain, we can do scrotal sacrament.
Oh.
Ooh, getting biblical.
We just do black church, but like Christian metal black church. Can we do that? Is that possible? Okay.
Well, totally.
Or metal about just. Hit yourself,
David.
In the sack.
I
and lo,
say,
his feet slipped off the knot.
You know,
and
you
he
can't,
screamed thusly.
You can't slip off
with
the
each knot that's that struck the sack. His voice went higher and higher.
How do you think he manages Dante these days?
Exactly. This is super easy. This is actually how I talk normally.
And bring it down a couple notches.
That's
right.
But yeah, dude, kindred spirit, man. Sincerely, like, any one of those things happening is like the worst day of someone's life. Right. You got all of them.
Oh, yeah.
In a moment.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah. As you were telling it, like, I was cringing.
As Jim will tell you, as a female, I don't have testicles.
No.
You can't.
No,
Jim does
know. Your pain.
Jim knows everything about women, so.
Here's the thing. Unproven, as of yet, no pictures have surfaced. I've seen no proof. All I hear is speculation of this alleged non-testicle-having lady. Now, my 15-part expose starts Tuesday, 8 o'clock, 7 Eastern.
Oh,
okay, I really want him to do a 15-part expose now.
Just about Samantha's non-testicles or possible testicles. I got nothing else to do. I can probably bang that out, pun intended.
Wow. You got that, bro. I have faith in you, buddy.
I will bookmark the shit out of that expose.
For all the wrong reasons.
Release it on Patreon. You can
That's
use
the
that
only reason why we bookmark.
You can use that as your vlog for the level that no one has signed up for yet.
The thing is, if anybody ever offers that fucking Patreon, the scandalous shit we're going to have to fork over that we promised in that like Patreon level is like,
oh yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be juicy.
What level is that?
Three. Four? We have three levels. Three.
Yeah. Well, four
yes, but we're saving all the really juicy stuff for level 1,000.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah. It's going to get fucking sticky.
Level three, which I believe, how much is that a month? Holy shit, it's been a while
Isn't
since
it like I've $5?
Looked. Yeah, it's just $5 a month because we did $1, $3, and $5.
Yeah.
So yeah, because fuck $2. Who likes
You'd think it's
numbers?
Our Patreon. We would know this shit.
Yeah.
I was trying to set you guys up for an easy plug there. I was like, tell me more. And you're like, I don't know.
Oh,
yeah, thanks for the softball pitch, but we all clearly whiffed it.
Oh, dude.
I don't have those figures in front of me
right
now.
So bad
now.
That we threw the bat into the third base umpire. You hit sack him shot him. Scrotal torment on
and
the
And hit someone in the sack.
Line.
Right?
Okay,
sorry,
I
Dad.
I promoted the wrong show on this show.
Let's face it, you done fucked up and you know it.
I know I did.
That was the moment where the show stopped and there was that awkward looking at each other.
No, I expected
we all kind of
right
rolled
away.
To separate sides of the bed.
See, this show for me is a lot like if on the show Community, they had like a communications department.
Yeah.
That would be this show right here.
I agree.
Travesty week after week.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yet people still keep coming back. I have no idea why.
Lack of anything better to do, personal hobbies, self-esteem, initiative.
It's quarantine. There's nothing on Netflix.
Masochists.
Serious, dude.
No, I'm
you know, faceless drifters. I mean, literally anyone.
I see one outside my window now.
I mean, clearly, if I'm on this show, you really will let anybody keep coming back.
The thing is, no one listens to the shows. They just come for the titles.
And that's okay.
I meant to say nameless drifter, instead said faceless drifter.
That sounds like a horror story on Creepypasta there, buddy.
Slenderman, there we go.
It's a character in the world of Menstruata.
It would be nice to know that, like, you know, Slenderman listened to the show. That would be kind of cool, I think. I don't think it's scary, personally.
Little fanboy moment there for you, buddy.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
It'd just
little
be
Hot
nice
Topic
if,
street cred.
Just be nice if one of the men on the show was Slender.
Self-burn, solid. Solid sulfur. You can't
James
burn me.
James called me fat.
James called me fat too, by the way.
Hey, you're a guest. Fuck you.
Yeah, you're a guest.
You son of a bitch.
Like, I'm taking my coffee and I'm leaving this.
That's right, I'm out.
Not even turning off the Zoom meeting. I'm just going to let you all look at my office. That's
right. You'll see my bare ass as I walk away.
Or just scoot away awkwardly.
With the misshapen testicles hanging down there, bud?
Oh, my God. Did you see it? One of them was black and the other one was mauve.
I'm pretty sure the other one was smiling at me. I don't know what was going on there.
Dude, he named his one nut Spalding. That's weird. That is
Wilson!
Weird little hairy things coming out from the bottom. Red, big red handprint on it.
That's a tiny handprint. How did he do that? It's Dante's
I trained
a
mouse, actually.
I swear it waved at me.
I feel like David and I just need to hang out and just exchange stories about, like, personal damage and or humiliation on a grand scale.
I mean, yeah,
that's
kind
of my thing.
Yeah. But we have this opportunity to do this to each other, Jim.
This is true.
What, humiliate each other?
No, mostly just humiliate Jim.
Yeah, see?
No, we don't want to humiliate Jim. He does. Life does that to him all the time. We're his friends. We're here to pick him up.
And you're just like, oh, look at this turd. I can just smear all over you. There it is.
Yep.
We're going to be like Impractical Jokers, only Jim is the only one who gets trapped. It's a punishment all the time.
I want to share really quick how much Jim's friendship means to me. Because No, seriously. This will show you what kind of friends Jim and I are. So I saw a post last weekend, I think, that kind of freaked me out about Jim. Like, I was worried for him. So I called him up to make sure everything was okay. And it relates the story because I thought, like, someone in his family had died. So I was really worried about him. Called him up. Yeah, turns out, no, everyone's fine.
Yeah,
And then
friends.
For some reason, we somehow got on the topic.
Someone is still dead, James. I mean, not everything is fine.
Seriously, you heartless
he
fuck.
He killed a man, remember?
God.
This was a woman, and he was nowhere in the vicinity, so he's fine.
James, were they fat? Were they fat, James?
Probably.
Yeah, James.
Yes, they were.
Josephine was not fat. She was an 89-year-old woman who was very active. Not that. I don't mean that sounded like I was like in suing something, but and if she wasn't good for her, if she was getting dick up until the day she died, then God bless her. God bless you.
Somehow Jim and I started criticizing the gun shop owner in Terminator who got himself killed for keeping the shotgun shells on the counter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fail on his part.
Better well, life. He went off for what, 20 minutes, Jim, on that guy?
Just about, yeah. Because it's like he's got all these guns. Like, first of all, he's running a gun store like he's never held a gun before. And it's just like, I don't know, you put them on the wall, right? Just hang them up. Gladys, could you dust the Uzis? They're looking a little dusty over there. Would you please? Thank you. I don't know why they all sound like that, but he puts the shotgun.
Well, that guy sounded like that, so.
Like an impulse item, like a mint at the fucking register. He's like, hey, you can't do that. Like, then don't put them there, fuckface. Like, that's your dumbass fault for doing that. You deserve to have Arnold Schwarzenegger shoot you in the face. I'm sorry. It's harsh to hear.
Surprised it didn't happen before Schwarzenegger came in.
Exactly. Dude, I mean, he was on fire fucking time. Yeah.
That's fair.
You guys clearly have never gone to gun shops in the sticks of the, like Ohio.
Oh, no, I've bought guns. Well, I haven't bought guns. I know I've seen the guys that sell the guns behind the
carnival.
I've
seen people who bought guns.
Duct tape on the handles, that kind of,
right?
You know.
There are several.
You know, Tito?
There are several gun shops where I grew up in Ohio where that is kind of how it is. It's just a bunch of old guys hanging out in the shop and they got all this weird random stuff on the counter that probably shouldn't be on the counter and they just kind of move through their lives, you know?
So how many gun store owners have you killed, David?
I don't feel comfortable having this conversation any longer.
We're in Ohio. I don't think in all this time I knew you lived in Ohio.
I grew up
After five, you really stop counting.
Well, that's true. I thought you were like 5 years in Ohio. No, I would move on from the murder. No, I grew up in Dayton, Ohio.
Really?
Okay.
I wish everybody else would, you know, like,
right?
Well, move on from the murder.
Yeah. I mean, geez.
Look,
murder one hobo and suddenly
right now,
you're.
So.
Where are you?
I'm well, I say Columbus because that's the easiest way to do that. And I grew up in Cleveland in Bay Village.
Okay.
Anyone got a fucking map?
Yeah, I don't know.
I actually lived in Ohio for a couple years. I lived in the Mansfield area.
I know where that is too.
Yep. That's on my way to work.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, I see the signs for it on my way to work.
I'm just curious.
When I go to work.
I'm just curious. Is anybody Googling these locations and looking up like gun shop owner like deaths, like mysterious rash, anything?
Well, now
they all randomly stopped in June of 2004.
Mysteriously enough.
Fucking
so I
weird.
Think but be really funny
oddly enough, not long after that, gun store owners started showing up dead in Eugene. So yeah,
it's weird how that works.
Victimless crime.
Right? I mean,
so I think we need, Eugene, a really fun, so. We need to agree on a really funny sound so James can like bleep out where we live. Because I told Ryan will be so not happy that I just announced. What city I
live in. I was going to say, you're very comfortable with your audience.
My address.
You didn't give your address, which is 557.
Okay. This place is small enough, so we're going to bleep out.
My list of phobias are as follows.
This show requires no editing.
The times of day I'm most vulnerable
Samantha,
are.
Don't forget, nobody listens to us.
One person listens to us.
Yeah, and Drew actually likes Samantha. It's the rest of us that are on the fucking chopping block here, bud.
And point of order.
And he's my best friend.
I just want to say, Samantha, Train to Kill. So, I mean,
yeah.
Why are we we should be concerned. She's going to be fine. Okay.
That's why she gave out where she lives. She wants the challenge. She's been alone too long.
Bring it on.
Tony Stark in it.
We're going to bleep that part out.
You're Tony Stark in it, Samantha. Calm
my
the
last
man.
Name is Stark, so.
Well, yo,
I mean, Stark.
My nephew's trained
to. You say she's been trained to eat things that would make a Billy goat puke. It's a line from Rambo.
God, I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, you got the time. I'm just saying.
Movie night.
Yeah, I'm gonna step away for a couple hours. I'll come back. We can just pause.
Facebook watch party.
I'm right? gonna bask in the radiance of Brian Dennehy for about an hour and a half. I'll be right back.
So, David, I have a question.
Yes.
Dante seems to be going more and more insane with this quarantine.
Yep.
Is that a reflection of your real life, or?
Yep.
Is your wife okay, or is she a headless zombie too?
That is my wife.
Betty Blight is his wife.
Right.
So before we get too deep, though, I think we should give a proper introduction for all things Z.
Hey.
And if I could, just going off the name, I'm just going to say what I think the show is about, and then you tell me how close I am.
Yes.
Based on my okay.
Oh, so this is gonna be good.
The name is basic is all things Z, and I'm assuming Z stands for zombie. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
I thought it stood for xenomorph.
Well, that's why you're not welcome back on the show.
Thank you, Samantha, with the correct answer. Xenomorph with a Z. That's why you have a failed pulse rifle right there. So based on the title, all things Z. I will assume that the show is about mostly like two brothers, one named Dante, one named Snark.
Yes.
And Dante's going to be like, I'm assuming like just like a random, like a puppet type character.
Exactly.
Like a regular dude, but like puppet form.
Yes.
And then his buddy, his brother Snark, he's going to be like a thing, like just like amalgamation
I
of like
see you.
Possums kind of coming
together. I see you.
Together.
You're not sneaking.
And
we can all see you.
We need to give Snark a secret.
Yes.
Oh, so awesome. Awesome. So,
Snark's you got all that from the title?
As an actor, all actors have secrets. So,
yeah.
I think we'll give Snark like a family member, like an offspring, like a kid, a daughter. We'll say a daughter.
Sure.
And so the daughter's, you know, something weird about her. She'll be like a turtle.
Yeah.
Right? And he'll be just, like I said, an amalgamation of possums, I assume.
Right.
And just
this man's good.
eyeballing it, I'll say that maybe they've got a landlord named Mr. Thor or Tor, who's like a jerk off. That's like, he's like a tightwad and a slumlord.
Yeah.
But occasionally you'll say something that's like close to like, you know, it's racist and funny at the same time. So you laugh, but you feel bad about yourself.
Sure.
There's like a thimble's worth of redeemable quality, but at the same time, you're like, ah, I could still really like to see him covered in fire at some point in time. But you never see him. You never see him. It's all just an illusion.
That's right. So you got all that from the title?
I thought it was about zoos.
Honestly, at this rate, either Jim is really good at breaking down titles.
Yeah.
Or you're basic, David.
Well, you know, I mean, I think those don't have to be mutually exclusive. Danny, they can be one and the same.
We've already bonded over genital mutilation. So I mean,
right, exactly.
We are cut from the same jib.
You guys are in each other's heads, and it's creepy. I don't like it.
You know,
I think it's sexy, really.
You know, Jim, when you say it like that, it makes me realize that we have strayed really far from the original intent of that show.
I mean, again, just skyballing, just off the top of the dome.
Yes,
you're full of shit, dude.
Don't get me started on the rats, but, you know.
No, mice are more your flavor there, Hannibal Lecter.
Oh.
If I have to eat vermin, you know.
I will say, the rats do hold a very special place in my heart.
Yes, mine too.
They're very Rizzo-esque from the Muppets, I would say.
Yeah, oh,
hell yeah.
Our aesthetic is really like the Muppets, but if Jim Henson was a drunkard. So
it comes across so great.
Not going to lie, pretty close to the home.
Jim, something you may not know, a little bit of trivia. Dante's brother, Snark, he and Samantha kind of have a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
I do declare.
Obviously, really you've got a thing for redheads, but I mean, what are you going to do?
Since the moment we introduced them, like we could all hear like the strings come up, and there was wind for some reason.
Tension.
You could hear wind, like the happening, like
yeah, it was weird. It was odd.
Not really sexy, bro. I'm saying
this like, weird fog rolled in.
Don't kink shame me, Jim.
It was actually Snark farting. That was the wind. That was
smelled like tacos.
But every single time we have them on, there's this weird tension you can cut with a knife.
Yeah.
So we're going to get Samantha out here, and then we're going to take her down so she and Snark can have their moment.
You just made it sound like we're just going to offer her up. Like, all right, here goes Samantha.
Well, yeah.
How would you do it?
I mean,
to be on the set of All Things Z just forever, permanently.
Like the rats.
Exactly. They'll put you in the cage. It'll be great.
In every episode, there's Samantha just in the cage.
You're going to want to stay squirrely when you get in there, so stay low and move quick. Right. Back and forth.
Go for the testicles. They're an easy mark.
Exactly. He's got a phobia.
It should be red and swollen with anger.
Just make like you're going to go for the testicles and let you go.
I appreciate how I singled out my fear of getting hit in the testicles as if I'm the only one, and I called it a phobia. I guess pretty much every man's concern is.
I'm gonna back you up on that one. Any kind of testicular deformation is always frowned upon in my world. So yep. You know, there's that. And again. You know, nut shots are by far the funniest fucking thing that I see on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
And fair play, I've had my fair share.
Yeah.
I don't fucking talk about them.
See, you said on the internet, but not YouTube. So, like, is there a website where it's just, like, all genital mutilation, like, all the time? Like,
as a matter of fact, genitalmutilation.com. You can go there.
Nutshot.com.
Gotta be a little
that's
more
a different one.
That.
Yeah, that's like, completely different.
Yeah, that'll take you down a rabbit hole you might regret.
If
you weren't already.
No, that's different than Money Shot, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. Genital mutilation, www.genitalmutilation.nut.
Dot nut. It's got its own address.
Dot org.
.org /POV.
Well, no, I'll say this though, David. I agree with you as well, Danny. That you know, nut shots are hilarious, but for some of us, that like the laws of random chance favor some of us more than I would say others. Would you agree, David?
Yes, 100%. Look, that's not even the most upsetting nutshot story I have.
How many are there?
There's a lot.
Do tell, David.
I told you.
What's your penultimate nutshot?
I'm actually going to jump in here and save David from this. We'll save it for another show. We will have David on to tell us all about his genital phobias and faux pas. But we brought David on to talk about his new project. You've got a new project coming in that's actually going to be on television. And yes, you're going to be playing kind of a major character. So please tell us about it. Let's get the word out.
Well, thank you.
To the one person who listens to
this. Hey, that's great. I listen to it too, so I'll hear it. I probably am not going to watch my episode because I don't like watching myself. But
you're Drew in secret, aren't you?
That's right.
Danny, why didn't you tell us?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, dude.
Tell us about your project, David.
So, I'm working on a miniseries called The Fairfield Boys, and it follows a story of sort of these outlaws, but they're kind of hero like outlaws, and in the old West, and I am playing a corrupt sheriff. And we'll be getting to chew the scenery as kind of a crazy bad guy, which
oh, fucking fun!
That's gonna be fun.
Yeah,
yeah, badass, dude.
It's like one of my bucket list roles in life is to get to do number one, to do a Western. I love Westerns. I think it's maybe one of the purest form of American cinema. To sound all highfalutin and ridiculous, I think it's amazing. And so there's that, and then also. I like playing kind of bad guys or crazy people. They're a lot of fun. That's and luckily, that's what 90% of my career has been. So,
from killing, you know, gun shop owners to
right.
Is that a wolf? Like seriously, like, I just saw a wolf walk through your house.
Like, I well, those are the coyotes.
Droves of coyotes.
I told you, I have droves of coyotes. But this is my dog Scarlet.
What a fooferkins.
Yeah. You see Scarlet? You look? No?
Hey, Scarlet.
My wife. Like, there she is. My wife manages an emergency vet clinic. And so we have just, it is a zoo, actually, in my house. We have thousands of animals.
All things zoo.
All things zoo.
The more Sam was right.
Right.
I told you.
But yeah, so it's a really fun piece. So they're in the middle of filming. It's a 5-part series. They're in the process of filming episode 1 right now. So production just started. It kind of like everything else that has happened during this quarantine situation. Production got put on hold, but they're still on. They're making up time quickly. So I'll start production probably in mid-November, and I'm
nice.
Yeah, and I'll be in episodes 3, 4, and 5, and I get to do all the exciting stuff. Get to ride horses and all that good stuff.
So how do you get involved?
You don't have to swing in on a rope. I think you're good.
No ropes. No ropes at all.
Be in the contract.
Dear producers, can you make Sheriff swing in on a rope? Please put 5 knots.
Knots in a giant beanbag at the bottom.
Hi, David. David, yes. Hi, I'm an executive producer. Love everything that you're doing. Everything is fantastic. Now, we were talking, okay, over lunch, and we think, go with us on this, we were thinking where we do an all-rope ballet. You're the center. You're the star. You're going to be singing. You're going to be lots of arm movements.
Yeah. You're like a spider.
Safety rigging, maybe not the biggest of our concerns right now. We're just looking at licensing.
We don't have the money for a harness.
Right? She's just going to be...
She's just going to have to hold on.
It's just going to be a net 2 inches above the ground.
Right?
Yeah, you're going to have to hold on with your feet because we want a lot of arm movements as you're swinging.
So you gotta...
Lots of arm movements. It's what keeps the mosquitoes away. It's basically what we're saying. So.
And it's not really a net. It's my grandmother's Afghan, so please don't fall on it. And at this rate, we're only keeping it a couple inches off the ground because we just don't want to get it dirty.
We're thinking about 8 to 10 feet high.
You clearly have been in on several of the production meetings for projects I've been involved with.
It's no, it's the same hell. It's like Dante's Inferno. It's just a different ring. It's just the only thing that changes is the name of the room.
Or is it a different knot?
Ooh.
I see what you did there.
Dante's rope.
There you go. Ooh.
How did you get involved in this project? Do you know the people or
no? It's actually kind of a really funny thing. So I have a.
Does it involve genital mutilation?
No scrotums involved in this story. Other than me, I'm kind of a scrotum.
Dang it!
James is like a dog.
There's
James
at least one nutsack involved, but
you've lost my interest.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. So a friend of mine who is an actor in town was auditioning for a role, and the audition process for this started kind of as we were going into this quarantine for the later episodes. And so they asked him to send in a reel. And for those of you who are not, don't know what that is, it's kind of a combination of scenes from other films that an actor's been in so that they can kind of get an idea of your range as an actor, how you act, what you do. And so he sent his reel in, and it just so happened that he and I did a film together, a short independent film, a year or so ago, and there's a pretty heavy scene in that from that film that was in his reel. And so the director saw his reel, cast him, and then said, hey, who is this other guy that you were in the scene with? And they reached out to me from there and then had me do some auditions for the part, which is always...
And then fired your friend.
And then fired my friend. He and I aren't speaking.
Do you have a manager you go through, or are you handling this like yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing it myself. So I used to, I have kind of a weird thing. So I spent probably the first, I don't know, 10 years of my being a grown up, with an agent and all of that kind of stuff. And then, I became a dad, and so kind of settled into more mundane work. And in the last 3 or 4 years, really, I think part of it's because of All Things Z, and part of it's just my schedule's more available. I've started doing more and more acting work. And so I'm actually managing this one myself. So I actually have an actor that I've actually started managing as a manager for them. So,
well, just make sure that your manager doesn't embezzle all your money.
That son of a bitch, I don't trust him.
Fucking squirrely-eyed son of a bitch.
Right?
David, speaking as your entertainment lawyer, I really feel the need to interject here.
Yes.
These are all good things. These are all great ideas.
I'm just going to
nip this in the bud for now. Put a pin in it. I'll circle back, get back to you.
Just a pin.
And that whole thing. Just, yeah. You know, 37% is my last final offer.
Oh, that's really reasonable.
That is. I mean... You're welcome. I'm just put it out.
Right?
Such a nice fucking guy.
You know? I bring you fame. I bring you fortune. I keep the ropes as far away as you want. None.
He's your rope wrangler.
Yeah.
Rope wrangler.
I will. If I have to go and cut the safety belts out of your rental cars, I'll do that, David.
I'll be
that lunatic for you.
Remember, if I'm dead... there's no more income coming in.
Yeah, Jim. I mean,
okay, first of all, if Tupac can have a video of him like at Coachella, I think that we can with industrial light and magic and a lot of facial recognition and what have you. Plus your estate, I will be managing that as well. It's all in the fine print.
I appreciate it.
Such a gentleman.
David, I can highly recommend Jim because he's been handling my career for the last 20 years, and look where I am.
Don't do it, David.
Jim, you're fired. Get out.
I was going to say, so when do each of us expect our contracts with you in the mail?
Sure. soon. Soon, I would keep waiting. They'll be there at some point.
Just keep checking every day. Every day.
Right, every day.
Come on, David. Where is it?
No, you don't want that.
We all think now that like the casting director is like calling you just like, David, I need three more people. I need three more people to fill in. I need one to play the mayor.
Right.
Needs to be fat and bearded and have glasses and have kind of like a Kevin
I take
Smith
offense
kind of
to that.
Around.
I don't wear glasses. No, like
Kevin Smith.
Thank you, Danny. I was going to say that. I know this guy Danny's really good.
town drunkard, long hair, kind of a rocker look to him. Obvious. Thank you. You're welcome, Mr. Putnam.
So, Samantha, way to go.
Yeah.
Town drunkard.
Yes, all right.
Danny's the mayor. Samantha's the town drunkard.
So whatever, it's cool.
Yeah. I've got so much paperwork I've got to file. I can't. I'm really... next time. Season two, circle back to me.
So many other careers he's helping to handle.
I'm sorry, James. Aren't you the boss at the radio station now?
Oh, I love the confidence you have in me.
What was that? Yes, managing your career and your welcome, you ungrateful sack of human garbage.
You manage James' career, but James manages my career.
Shit rolls downhill.
Oh, man.
Wait,
Samantha. Does that mean David manages mine too?
No, Samantha manages yours.
I manage yours.
Fuck.
It'd be managed down. That's how we work here.
Danny, you manage Bryce's, so.
Oh, he's fucked.
Clearly.
Oh, he is so fucked. I'm sorry in advance. I'm not going to stop doing it because I feel like, you know, I have a lot of energy I can bring to this job. But man, is he fucked.
So, like, when and where can we
be sent to?
Can we see all this?
So, as of right now, it's slated, it'll film through December of this year. And then I believe it is supposed to premiere in early February of 2021.
Now, so, just out of curiosity, what, in all seriousness, what platform is it coming from? Is it just going to be on regular cable, or is it actually
going to
be on
Is it streaming? What is it? So where can we find it?
Where can you find it? Well, depending on how my performance goes, maybe I will tell you. No.
Don't fuck this
to
up,
be determined.
David.
I'm sorry.
Smart move, David. Smart move.
I'm so sorry. As far as I know, this is going to be a process for Amazon. This is an Amazon project.
Nicely done. Nice.
Yeah. There you go.
When it comes out, I will get Amazon Prime so I can watch it.
Look, I'll just give you guys my password, and then y'all
can
just
take that too.
That works even better.
Yeah. Yeah, because I want season two, because if they get a lot of views, they'll, you know, do it again.
This I want Justin, DVD. Amazon stocks crashing
right.
Poorly. Plummeting.
What a jerk, man.
Well, I will
Amazon
take
Amazon headquarters brick by brick to build his wall.
Well, I'm going to take another opportunity to promote David because he is featured on an upcoming episode of Homestead as Packard, and he does a fantastic job.
Yes, he does.
That episode, I believe, comes in June.
Okay. Yeah.
I think. I'll have to look at it.
Episode 9,
yes. The Feud. Yes. He does a fantastic job, and we're already talking about that character returning.
Cool.
I'm hoping to get him in season 2, because we are coming to the close of recording season 1. I've got like 3 or 4 voices, and then we're done. Season 1 is done, so then it's back to writing for me. Damn it. But we will start recording again probably September.
Writing what? Ransom notes? I mean, what was that?
Yes. Yes.
I heard that too.
Right?
Takes a lot of time to cut those letters out of magazines to be like, if you ever want to see it, son, again.
A lot
I think
of magazines.
A font you can get on computers now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can get it in Instagram stories too. I'm like, oh, God.
I wonder.
Don't attach it to your. Sorry,
Jeff. There I am on Google. Where to get ransom notes? Yeah, that's not going to come back and haunt me.
You're good.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's 2020. I kind of feel like, you know, Microsoft Word should have like a ransom font,
right?
Where you can just like you type in the letters and it's all like different wackadoo kind of shapes and whatnot.
Yeah, I think there is a ransom
is
note
there?
Font. I think is there, there is.
I'm gonna look. We're at. I have the internet right here. Ransom. Oh, look, there's porn.
Ransom note porn.
It is what the internet is for.
There is a ransom font.
Thank you.
There are, yeah.
Outstanding. Well, there's James, over now 40. We know how you get to write season two.
There's over 40 of them?
There's over 40 of them. 40 free ransom note fonts.
Wow. That's going to be exclusively my font now.
Every email we get from Samantha is just a ransom note. If you want me on your podcast again, send.
Right?
Hey, sweetheart, listen, I really appreciate you making the grocery list, but every time I walk in the store, I'm getting followed by security that thinks that I'm trying to get my son back. So please, if you just a post-it note and a Sharpie.
The FBI keeps calling.
And the Sharpie right on the fridge, right there.
I have to wonder if nowadays you could customize like bank checks to look like they're written out in ransom format.
Yeah, right? You probably could.
And just so put in the memo line for rent, you know, so you don't kill my son, you sick bastard, you know.
Well, imagine going to the bank with one of those. Can you cash this for me?
No shit, right?
Dude,
and
your then landlord
next thing you know, the police are surrounding the bank.
Your fucking landlord would hate
from this
you.
Place.
Right?
I was just trying to cash a check. Send the hostages out.
Right, you go in there with your mask on, and you got your mat, you got your nose. You know, make a day of it.
Right.
No.
Can I get this in 20s?
local man David Mort arrested today at a bank, attempting to cash a very confusing check.
And they found 7 gun owner bodies in his backyard.
Police believe the gun store owner killings.
Right.
Only from states that begin with O.
Right, exactly. I lived in Chicago for like 5 years. Nothing. Never.
I just opened my gun store.
So you're planning to move to Oklahoma then?
Exactly. No.
Lot of gun store owners. Lot of gun store owners.
Yeah,
listeners,
but...
beware.
Or yeah,
David moves to Oklahoma. All the gun stores close up.
I'm doing my part to lessen gun violence.
He's the hero we deserve. God damn it!
Right. Yeah, you know, this is my part. I like to help. I'm a giver, so I go and I kill people. You know what I do?
It's what you do.
I'm so glad the NSA are listening. Anyway,
I was going to say, James, let's just say for a second that David Mort's fans are so ravenous that they want to get a copy of the web series Homefront sooner. Could they maybe get that if they...
I have no idea because I don't know where or who produces the show Homefront.
Homefront. Yeah, Homefront's not a thing that I'm aware of.
But if they want to get him on our show Homestead, then they simply have to go to YouTube and subscribe to the Homestead audio drama page where we currently have 6 episodes up. Number 7 is fixing to drop next week, in fact, next Friday. And it's let's see, that's episode 7, so that is the council episode.
So if you guys are on YouTube already and you're already subscribing to Homestead like you fucking should,
and I know you're not because we only have 7 subscribers currently,
if you're gonna put in effort,
yay, thank you,
you're welcome,
send it over to All Things Z,
absolutely,
where real content is born.
Wow.
I'm actually David, I'm not even kidding, because I'm still learning YouTube. At the end of the videos, you can link to another video that, you know, if you want to suggest something for people to watch.
Yes.
I'm going to find out how to do it and link to All Things Z videos.
Oh. We're just going to spam bomb the shit out of you, bro.
Oh, hey, hell yeah. Dude.
I'll do the same.
Because I figure, you know what? They're going to listen to some depressing stuff. They're going to want to laugh afterwards.
Right.
And send them your way.
And
or maybe they laugh during the... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, so we have a very large demographic of people who are convinced the apocalypse is going to happen. So, that's right up your alley.
This is what it sounds like.
Teamwork.
That's right.
The people
I'm
that...
I'm still learning all that stuff because I'm really, really new to YouTube. And I don't spend a lot of time with it because I'm not doing videos, you know, once a week. I do them once a month, so...
Well, if you want, we can do a Zoom and I can kind of walk you through the back end of how I do it.
That would be awesome. We'll have to set up a time. Yeah.
Cool. Networking.
Backdoor.
Actually, David, we should have you on. You and I should talk about, because there's some issues going on with YouTube. Danny, you and I talked about it Saturday.
Yeah.
There's some issues going on with copyright stuff, and things could be changing on YouTube.
Oh, more?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it will affect channels like yours or mine.
Yeah.
It's mostly like React videos and things like that.
Yeah, it's going to.
Okay.
Those are huge, too.
Yeah. And it all comes down really to one creator.
Who is it?
It's a gal by the name of Susie Liu. I'll send you some links.
Yeah, I would love to read about that.
Dude, it's a whole saga. Now, I've reached out to one of the guys who's kind of at the center of it.
Yeah.
And he said he's going to check out the channel, but I haven't heard if he actually wants to come on. But I would love for him to come on and talk about the saga. I don't want to do any mudslinging or anything. I just want to get the facts.
Yeah.
And I want to get his opinion on where he thinks this is all going to go, if it goes the way that I'm thinking and a lot of other people are thinking it's going to go. The guy is phenomenal. He does a lot of research to get facts.
Mm-hmm.
If he says yes, I'll give him a lot more plugs, but I'm not going to give him any right now because he hasn't agreed.
Right.
I'll send you the link, and it's this weird. It is a microcosm of what's going on in our political system.
Yeah.
On YouTube, really.
It's kind of, it's interesting. I have 90%. I'd say 90%. A fair amount of what we do on All Things E is sort of lampoon YouTube because it's such a ridiculous platform, and so we make fun of it. But with all this quarantine stuff, I've not been really paying attention to stuff outside of sort of my own circle, and so I've missed all of this. I got to read up on it.
So yeah, I'm still not sure how this showed up in my feed, but it was a guy. He posted the first video, and by the time I saw that video, it was well into a year into this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I watched that video and I started being linked to a lot of other videos regarding, and I've just got sucked into the saga. It took a really dark turn as of Friday.
Oh.
I'm currently looking for one of these videos just to send you. Wait, there's one.
Way to have your research done, bud. Ooh, yeah. Nice coffee cup there, Biggin.
Yeah, I'm watching Jim. We're going through another adventure. Like the last time when it was me, Jim, and Danny, and he just walks us through a murder scene, apparently, where he keeps his people.
The torture dungeon. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, the torture dungeon. I was like, where are you? Where are you walking?
Why do I feel uncomfortable?
I just sent you a link. It's kind of in the middle of the saga, but he does a really good job of kind of catching you up.
All right.
YouTube's a crazy place.
The reason this one caught my eye and I've kind of stuck with it is the fact that it's going to change YouTube hardcore, and a lot of people who make their money off of YouTube are going to lose their income. I mean, straight up. Lose their income. There's no way around this.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are starting to change their ways, so hopefully they won't get hit. But I have a feeling that because this is so bad, YouTube's going to have to change their policies free use.
Yeah.
And copyright and stuff like that. So, and it's all down to this one girl, who's just... She's potentially making $20,000 a month.
Jeez.
For just copyright, basically copyright violations.
Wow.
It is crazy. But yeah, I'm going to try and reach out to the guy again this week and hopefully set it up for next week. I don't know what his schedule is like because he posts videos daily.
Yeah.
He's YouTube's really entertainment tonight.
Huh.
Go ahead, Jim.
I was going to say, the only thing that I really heard happening on YouTube that was that really kind of caught my ear was the fact that they see that they're going to be going, I think it's in a month or two, to a puppetless-based medium. So, like, no puppets.
What?
Or any kind.
Like, son of
any
a
kind.
Bitch. Mother! All right.
I did see puppets, that as well. It turns
marionettes,
out that's...
ventriloquists, marionettes, sock puppets.
It's just sock puppets.
Ollie reruns. Like, all
so,
of them. Gone.
And this all started because they didn't want any more goddamn Jeff Dunham specials, okay? And you
thanks,
can just
Jeff.
Point the finger at him and just...
No, actually, guys, I did see that story. That is actually Republican propaganda. They're trying to get the story away from COVID-19.
Snow
and the scapegoat of China wasn't working, so they were now turning it towards felt-based Americans.
Clearly. That's some bullshit right there, guys. I'm going to be quite frank with you. That is bullshit.
Horseshit.
This is what All Things E is going to be like. Just a bunch of arms
and.
Now. Snark, get in here right now.
I didn't say anything.
Dante, just with like a quick moment, Dante, if I could, just your thoughts on YouTube's rampant abuse of power and removing all puppet-based entertainment from the medium. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. This is some bullshit right here. I like to try to keep it classy most days of the week, but pure horseshit. You know, this is the man at his best trying to control people, tell them what they can and can't do. All I want to do is get on YouTube and be YouTube famous. I have to go to a stupid job where I take my clothes off or sell coffee to jackasses. I just want to make money being YouTube famous, and the man's trying to screw me. Well, fuck you, YouTube.
You know, Dante, I would like to recommend for your career, and I think you're at the point where you could really use this, is a good entertainment manager / lawyer. And
oh, yeah.
I know a guy who will represent you for the low, low price of about 40%. His name is Jim Willie.
Oh, yeah.
He's
like
fantastic.
That. That's good.
Entertainment lawyer to the stars.
That was his fee as a truck of meat.
46%, unfortunately, I have to start including coverages for personal protective equipment. I have to go everywhere I go. I have several trained Russian escorts that know everything about EMT work and paramedics, CPR.
Mostly with scrotes.
IUDs. I mean, anything that they really...
Scrote CPR?
Yeah.
In fairness, 40% of zero is still zero, though. So, you know, that seems like a bargain to me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Logic.
You know, you're a generous man, David. You're a generous man.
Well, I'll give him 50%.
Your bloated carcass will keep us fed for months to come. Thank you. Thank you, David. Your sacrifice will not go forgotten.
And with that, guys, we have come to an end of yet another episode.
And on that note,
thank you guys so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Really?
Where else can I go on a Monday night to be told I'm overweight and that they're going to be living off my bloated dead corpse?
And share your stories of scrote mutilation.
Exactly. I've got more. This could be like a recurring segment.
Each one.
Oh, it will. It will. It absolutely will.
It affects more people than we realize.
Exactly.
Guys, remember, you can subscribe to us on Patreon. We have three tiers of patronage.
Only Sam knows what they are.
No, she doesn't.
I do, though.
At least you didn't call the radio play homeschool or whatever the fuck I said.
Yeah, you did.
Now it's homeschool.
Great. Yeah, homeschool.
Yeah,
can we go with home fries? What about that?
Home slice.
Get Barrymore.
Hey-o.
This is from the guy who misread greenhouses.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.